Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with grace, and help me now, as I place myself in the presence of God, and renounce all distractions that may come to me as I pray. Amen.
Thou, O Lord, would open my lips,
and my tongue shall announce thy praise.
Incline unto my aid, O God.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
As we start the rosary now, let us think of our prayers as taking great care in creating beautiful gowns for our Lord and our Lady. And let us think of rush prayers said, just to get it done, or just to get the numbers up, as giving our Lord and our Lady rags. Then it wouldn't matter how many rags we gave them, they'd still be rags. So let us pray with love and devotion and meditation. And if time is a constraint occasionally, then we could pray fewer prayers instead of being tempted to rush. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The five joyful mysteries. The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. The day of conception. This is the day that God became an embryo, just as each and every one of us were, and our mothers nourished and took care of us till we were born a little baby, usually about 9 months later. The angel Gabriel greeted Mary, still a young girl and a virgin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Mary was called to be the mother of Jesus, who would be great and would be called the Son of the Most High. Whether she fully comprehended all that the angel said in what God was asking of her is unlikely, but she would have realized the immediate implications, the shame, the end of a relationship, and possibly death by stoning. While the appearance of this angel would have startled her, the message would have been even more startling. The angel told her also that her cousin Elizabeth had conceived in her old age. Mary accepted right then that nothing is impossible to God, and in her response, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word," she was only too happy that God's will should be done, with her full cooperation. In her complete and without reservation yes to God, she accepted complete responsibility for this baby, to bring him into the world and look after him. God calls us also in many different ways. That nagging feeling at times that we should do something, or not do something, or maybe a set of coincidences that may lead us to a certain place. Sometimes we hear something that we just know was meant for us. God has lots of ways of speaking to us or asking for our help. At times he may speak to us through the shepherds of the church, or it might be through someone far away. And sometimes it may be through someone at home or just down the road. So let's not ignore these people just because we may know them or we're aware of some of their faults, because we all have faults. So let's just listen for God's words and inspirations. And like Mary did in the presence of the angel Gabriel, we too can say yes to God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. Some months earlier, Elizabeth had become pregnant after the angel Gabriel appeared to her husband Zechariah and told him that this would happen, and she would have a son who would be called John, and he'd be filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary, now a young pregnant girl, needed someone to talk to, and since the angel Gabriel told her that Elizabeth had conceived in her old age, she decided to go and visit her cousin in the hills and hoped she could be of some help for the elderly and pregnant lady. As she entered Elizabeth and Zechariah's house and greeted her cousin, the baby that her elderly cousin was expecting, the unborn John the Baptist, jumped for joy inside his mother at the presence of the Messiah, the unborn Lord Jesus. Saint Elizabeth was overjoyed at their presence and greeted her with the beatitude that was more than Mary could ever have hoped for. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. This was such a joyous occasion, for we have Elizabeth and the unborn John the Baptist, both filled with the Holy Spirit, and Mary, whose baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit. After Mary carried Jesus to her cousin's home, she stayed there for about 3 months. We too can bring Jesus into people's lives, as well as bringing him into our own. If we have power or money, don't let them become a god for us, but let us use them to help the less fortunate and those in need. We can help to spread the word and awareness of the ever-living Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and of the Holy Spirit as he perseveres with each one of us. We can make it a habit to always give consideration to other people's needs and other people's feelings. We can also perform some act of kindness each day, just as Our Lady did in visiting her elderly and pregnant cousin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The third joyful mystery, the Nativity. We seek to find the most perfect gift at Christmas for the ones we love dearly. And think of the joy of those who received these gifts, which were chosen for them with so much love. And the most perfect gift ever given at Christmas has to have been the gift from God to us of his only Son. Among all the births from the beginning of time, there has never been one so special as the birth of our Lord. God chose for his Son to be born in a stable to poor and humble parents, so that the world would always know that the Saviour was sent for all, from the poorest to the greatest. As a newly born infant in the stable with farm animals, Jesus accepted his worldly form and put on hold his heavenly glory. Mary and Joseph were instantly filled with love for the child, as new parents tend to be, but in their wildest dreams they could never have imagined how this little boy loved them and all the people of the world. It would take another 33 years for the full extent of his love to be seen. In accepting the birth of this child, the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph not only accepted a new addition to their family, they also accepted the responsibility of truly loving and cherishing him, of taking care of and rearing him in the way of the faith. Saint Joseph took on as well the responsibility of doing an honest day's work to take care of his wife and her newborn son, who was now starting out on his earthly journey. We might not be exactly where we choose to be right now, but the rest of our journey starts right here, right now. And we also can make this kind of commitment to honesty, love, faithfulness and understanding that we see within the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph are in Bethlehem when it became time for the Blessed Virgin to give birth. Jesus was born in a stable because they were told there was no room at the inn. There was no room at the inn. You know, in work and play and many other areas of our lives where we might be a bit selfish, we could make a point of making room at the inn. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins,
save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation. When Jesus was 40 days old, in accordance with the law of Moses, his mother, along with Saint Joseph, presented him at the temple in Jerusalem. This was to give thanks to God and to pray for the purification of the mother and the health of the child. Simeon, an old and holy man, was told by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had laid eyes on the Messiah. Simeon saw with faith and not by physical appearance only, as he took the child in his arms and thanked God and said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and give glory to Israel your people. After blessing them, Simeon said to Mary, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and thy soul also a sword shall pierce. Mary wouldn't have understood the full extent of these words then, but in accepting the will of God, this too she held deep in her heart. We also have the chance to see with faith, or the eyes of the soul, to be sure of that which we cannot see with the eyes of the body. Maybe we can look at others as the children of God whom he loves very much, instead of sometimes by sight alone, which could lead us to be tempted to criticize or judge them. We see with faith as we receive Jesus in Holy Communion and hold him as truly as did Simeon that day in the temple when the Blessed Virgin let him hold the baby Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. When Jesus was 12, he went with his parents to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, as they did every year. But on this occasion he stayed behind while his parents started on the journey home, thinking he was with some of the groups of people they had travelled with. After a day they realised he was missing, so they went back to find him, as every parent would do. Of course, Mary and Joseph would have been worried out of their minds in case something had happened to their little boy. After 3 days, they were relieved to find Jesus in the temple, and they were amazed to find him talking with and answering questions from educated men. Having lost him for this time, they undoubtedly expressed their concerns. They would have been surprised that he was in fact not lost at all, as he answered them politely, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Jesus is there in our daily lives, just waiting for us to find him as well. If only we look for him, and like Mary and Joseph, we too will find joy when we find Jesus. And when we're struggling, we can ask the Blessed Virgin, as we pray the Holy Rosary, to help us find Jesus everywhere we go. We can be about the Father's business as well, if we help to spread the gospel messages, and by honouring and truly loving our parents, our children and our neighbours. We can also be about the Father's business by persevering with our prayers and not giving in to temptation and the distracting thoughts and feelings of, I'm tired, or why bother, or I'll do it tomorrow when I'm more in the mood, or any other distraction that Satan or his helpers may implant in our path. Like Mary and Joseph found him in the temple after 3 days, we can find Jesus each and every day that we look for him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O most holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray, O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation. Grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the hour of conflict. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God restrain him, we humbly pray. And do thou,
O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust Satan down to hell, and with him all the evil spirits who wander through this world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Let us pray now to our Father in heaven for the grace and strength to let go of any earthly crutches we might have, and with faith let our Lord carry us in our times of struggle.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us, and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. This recording of the Holy Rosary is called To Jesus Through Mary and the Holy Rosary. Our hope would be that you would copy this recording without changing any of the content, then share it with anyone who you feel may benefit from it in any way. It may also be available freely online to download from holyrosary.info, or just search for To Jesus Through Mary and the Holy Rosary. Thank you. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.